Good Morning Pensacola. Andrew McKay and the Pensacola Morning News starts right now.
Thanks. I'm done owning Kevin McCarthy, right? We made a deal at the end of January to allow him to assume the speakership, and I'm not owning him anymore because he doesn't tell the truth. And so if Democrats want to own Kevin McCarthy by bailing him out, I can't stop him, but then he'll be their speaker, not mine.
Unfortunately, a handful of people, and in particular a party of one, Matt Gaetz, have chosen to put his own agenda, his own personal agenda, above all else. He's not a conservative Republican, he's a charlatan.
He's more interested in securing TV interviews than doing something. He wanted to push us into a shutdown, even threatening his own district with all the military people there who would not be paid, only because he wants to take this motion. So be it, bring it on, let's get over with it, and let's start governing.
Some people try to make policy disagreements personal, because their own policy failures are so personally embarrassing.
But
this isn't personal, Jake.
Yeah.
This is about spending. This is about the deal Kevin McCarthy made. If Kevin McCarthy didn't want to keep the deal to return to pre-COVID spending, if he didn't want to keep the deal to have single subject spending bills, not vote for government spending all up or down at once, then he shouldn't have made that deal. So this is about keeping Kevin McCarthy to his word. It's not about any personal animus or dispute.
So there you go. A little bit of a montage there for the Matt Gaetz drama that's going on right now in D.C. Remember back in January when the vote for Speaker of the House, the Republicans have a very, very narrow majority, so they get to pick the Speaker as long as they can pick the Speaker. And if they can't get all of their votes on board, then they don't get to pick the Speaker. Remember, we had several rounds of voting because there was a group of holdouts who were against having Kevin McCarthy as the Speaker. And they wanted somebody else, and they put forward a bunch of different people, but the most Republicans wouldn't go with them. And so eventually, after many, many, many rounds of this and many, many hours of this, the final solution was for Matt to abstain, as I recall. I'm 90% sure that's how this all transpired in the beginning. So he abstained. There were promises made about how things would be done going forward, reforms put into place. And Kevin McCarthy got elected because by abstaining, he reduced the number you needed to have majority. Okay. And then he got put in Speaker with a bunch of agreements that he would do things differently. Well, he hasn't done those things. And Matt says, we're done. That's it. Part of the deal was that anybody at any time could move to vacate the speakership. And I am going to move to vacate the Speaker this week.
I do intend to file a motion to vacate against Speaker McCarthy this week. I think we need to rip off the Band-Aid. I think we need to move on with new leadership that can be trustworthy. Look, the one thing everybody has in common is that nobody trusts Kevin McCarthy.
which is a lot of times politics, right? Sometimes the person who's been there the longest has accumulated the most power and has, you know, the most dirt on everybody and uses it. Well, it might not be the person that anybody would pick first, but it's the person that can cobble together a majority, and that's who you wind up getting, right? And so, you know, I think Kevin McCarthy probably fits that bill. I don't really know any Republicans who are like, yes, thank God Kevin McCarthy is the Speaker. I mean, is there anybody who thinks that way? No. I mean, Republicans want somebody who's going to really do some damage, really be effective, make a difference, and I just don't think you can make that claim about Kevin McCarthy. But okay, so Matt says, look, this guy has betrayed his deals with us, the holdouts, and after this debacle of almost coming to a government shutdown again and doing a 45-day continuing resolution and we'll put off the problem until later, we'll put off the problem. By the way, Candy, what did I say all last week about the government shutdown? What did I say? I'm not going to get worked up about this
because it's not going to happen.
Every time.
Yes, they reach an agreement.
Oh, my God, the world is going to end. Oh, look, everything's fine. Or at least fine for a time. And so there you go. Everybody's still getting paid. Everybody's still showing up. If you work in government, you're still going to work today. So now if you're in the military, you're going to work either way. You just maybe weren't getting paid, but now you're going to get paid. By the way, did you notice the dig? Kevin McCarthy's response to Gates is to try to attack him in his own district. You know, what you're, hey man, you're willing to make all these military people go without pay. Yeah, temporarily, which no doubt if it prolonged, if we'd had a shutdown, that could have been a hardship. But the more likely outcome would have been that, you know, this would have gotten solved. I mean, the more likely outcome is what did happen, which is nothing. It's all drama for no purpose. But the next most likely outcome had we had a shutdown was would be a fairly quick resolution of some kind that would get everybody getting paid and back paid for sure. You might have missed a paycheck. We, you know, I mean, that could have happened theoretically, but it didn't. And that's a good point. So anyway, yeah, none of that happened. And now basically Jake Tapper's doing this big interview on State of the Union, CNN, with Matt asking him all the right questions, which is, you know, look, the Wall Street Journal says you're stupid. I mean, that's the short version of it.
Well, I think what's really stupid is sitting atop a $33 trillion debt facing $2.2 trillion annual deficits while the world is de-dollarizing. Just in August, you saw the BRICS system that is moving away from the dollar add six new countries, including Gulf monarchies, including even some of the G20 economies in our own hemisphere.
People at home, that's BRIC is Brazil, Russia, India, China. Go ahead.
Yeah, and they are moving away from the dollar. You're seeing the African Union move away from the dollar. U.S. News just last month said that de-dollarization was the economic trend of our day.
Yeah, so with debt, with deficits, with this crazy system we have of voting on the entire budget instead of voting on individual portions of it, we'll get to that in a second, we need reform because nothing is going the right way when it comes to leadership, especially fiscal leadership in this country. 716 on News Radio 92.3. We'll come back to this in a second. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
Okay, and a little slow at the Atmar cutoff coming down to 29. And then the only other accident that I see is, again, a little out of the listening area, but I know several, of course, as I'm sure everybody does, that works at Eglin. 85 southbound is partially blocked after a bad accident in that area near just south of Crestview, of course. If you have traffic tips, text them in 437-1620. We are News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, yeah. Candy. Back to talking about Matt Gaetz. By the way, I have a poll that was just kind of a suggestion as we do a poll just to see how the local listening audience, how the local constituency for Matt Gaetz feels about all of this. And the question for the day is, do you support Matt Gaetz or not? 437-1620, text Gaetz, his name, G-A-E-T-Z. Be sure to spell it right. The poll's not smart enough to figure it out if you spell it wrong, okay? G-A-E-T-Z. And then just a simple yes or no. Just a simple yes or no. Running about 80% support right now on the poll. So about 80% of the people say yes, we support him. No, this is about 20% of the local audience. So your input is wanted on that very question. Back to the conversation he was having with Jake Tapper yesterday. What he, you know, okay, so one thing he said is, because Jake's like, well, you know, you voted, you're a big Trump supporter. Trump increased the deficit and the debt wildly. Yeah, he did. But he says he didn't vote for all of his proposals and voted against Trump on several spending things. And also that he wants all the different sides included in this conversation. And right now, a lot of, you know, not every side is necessarily included in this conversation. And this to me is the, like, this is worth fighting for. This part of what he wants is worth fighting for, is having individual spending bills for each department within the White House, as opposed to one giant spending bill where it's up or down and then stuff gets shoved in there to pay this person off or that person off or to get this deal made. No, no, no. Let us vote on each individual department of the government. Let's vote on transportation. Let's vote on education. Let's vote on energy. Let's vote on the military. Let's vote on them separately so that we can, you know, really express the views that our constituents and bring some accountability. Because if you vote yes or no on the whole thing, which we don't even do that all the time, then you're going to wind up getting a massively bloated government. But if you can decide to cut here, well, maybe we can actually make some progress.
The responsible, sober, adult way to handle this is with individual spending bills open to amendment. And by the way, if people don't want to vote for the amendments that reduce salaries or cut spending or engage in programmatic analysis, they can vote no. And then the voters can hold people accountable. But the reason we sit atop a $33 trillion debt is because a system has been designed in Washington, D.C., where no one is responsible for the spending.
But where are you?
I want to force the votes. And here's what you're missing. McCarthy agreed to this. So you may not like this deal. You may think that it's too many votes and too much governing, but McCarthy agreed to it in January, and his breach of that
agreement is a problem. I don't have an opinion on it one way or the other. And I actually agree with your position on the fact that we...
Welcome aboard.
I've been here long before you were born, my friend, but like we spend way too much money and we don't take in. 100%. Yeah, I agree.
We spend $7 trillion and take in $5.
I love the part where, like, Jake has to at least concede that Matt's right about wanting fiscal responsibility and, you know, welcome aboard. I've been here since before you were born, kid. Maybe. Maybe. I mean, Jake's, I'd have to look it up. I'm guessing Jake is a little older than I am. I think he's probably about 60. And so probably so. He's probably, look at that. He's a fiscal conservative. Well, at least responsible. Yeah, I mean, it's crazy. It's crazy the way the government not just spends the money, but makes the decisions about how to spend the money. That's wild. So what's going to happen at the end of the week? Well, we're either going to have a new speaker or we're not. But if we don't have a new speaker, that speaker will have been selected through the Democrats supporting him because Matt says he's got enough votes to stymie this process.
When Kevin McCarthy went out publicly and said, you know, this isn't about me breaking my word, it's because Gates has ethics problems. Certainly that was him gaslighting the ethics committee. But here's the thing, Jake, I'm not alone. People can say this is a party of one. I have tens of millions of Americans who stand with me on this, and I have a requisite number of House Republicans, a sufficient number to ensure that we don't own Kevin McCarthy anymore. By week's end, he will either not be speaker or he will be speaker serving at the pleasure of House Democrats.
There you go. 720 on News Radio 92.3. On the other hand, there is an effort to oust him from the House. The effort to oust him from the House over ethics complaints, you know, allegations that are now a couple of years old, over misbehavior, you know, variety of things, none of which has ever manifested to the point of being actionable, and which Matt even says the people who have made the allegations against him, some of them are now in jail. That's true. Because what they said about him was false. So, you know, where will this go? Will he succeed in ousting McCarthy? Will McCarthy succeed in ousting him? Well, it's days of our D.C. instead of being days of our Milton, which we've also been playing today. 437-1620, 437-1620. Oh, this is kind of funny. Somebody texts in and says, Andrew, can I be like a Democrat and vote twice in this poll? Not until you're dead, sir. 721 on News Radio. I'm from Chicago. Come on, I can make that joke. That's allowed. Hey, if you're thinking about buying or selling a home, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty are just fantastic. They really are. And look, I have known Christina for about as long as, I think for as long as we've lived here, 9 years. And I mean, she's just lovely, wonderful, smart, insightful, passionate. And, you know, I'll say it this way because I think she'd appreciate that. She is a super nerd about real estate. And I mean that in the best possible way because that's what you want when you're hiring somebody to help you buy and sell. And not just like details oriented, but understands people, understands psychology, negotiation, and gets the deal done. So many homes, 230 homes sold last year, and gets them done very quickly with excellent prices because she knows we can definitely get that price. No, we probably can't get that price. You can get that price if you're buying, you know, whatever the case may be, and loves to just help people. So if you've got questions, you want to talk with somebody, give her a call, 723-9158, or just look her up online, Christina Leavenworth and her team at Leavenworth Realty.
Join Keith and Pam, your insurance experts with Verus Health Partners, today at 9 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Learn how to save money on your health care costs. Find the right insurance products that best fits the needs for you and your family as you head towards retirement or are looking for options now. They will be taking your calls and questions today at 9 with Verus Health Partners on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
It's not too late.
Enroll today for fall classes at Pensacola State College and join the 95% of PSC students who are going to school loan-free.
That's right, loan-free.
PSC offers more than 100 programs to choose from, ranging from career certificates to baccalaureate degrees in a format that works best for you. Plus, your education courses are guaranteed to transfer to Florida public universities. So don't wait. Register for fall classes today at PensacolaState.edu. Go here, get there. Pensacola State College.
Hey, this is Andrew McKay, and it's hurricane season, and we are ready with informative, local, and dependable coverage. Our Storm Experience News team will be here for you with breaking information, including reports from both the Escambia and Santa Rosa County Emergency Operations Centers, live press conferences and interviews with officials, and comprehensive and accurate coverage, along with our TV partners at WEAR Channel 3. We'll help you through the storm. News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Guy Benson talks to the big newsmakers every day from 2 to 4 before Pensacola Right Now with Joe and Gracie on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
You can't join Mathletes. It's social suicide.
Hit it.
What's this now?
Okay, when I was in college, that was the first time I heard this, and I thought somebody was being assaulted. Yeah, because of the ooh. And so I called the campus police, and it was just the guy downstairs playing this music I'd never heard. Be oh, more of a.
Wow.
I was a little sheltered.
Super hip candy back
in
the day.
I know, man.
That's
well,
great.
These kids are from Brooklyn, and I did not know that music.
That's
They're
awesome.
Fine. 7:45. What a cool song.
That is a great song. Saw him in concert at Valdosta at what is the name of that place? The the roller coasters and whatnot. I just can't think of it now. It'll
Six
come to
Flags.
Me in a second. No, not Six Flags. That's not in Valdosta. It's in Atlanta. I'll think of it in a minute. Anyway, we went there and they were there with Vanilla Ice and Tone Loc.
Oh, man.
There was no shortage of 50-something white people in that audience.
Oh,
let me
I
just
bet.
Put it
oh,
to
this
you that
was
way.
Recently?
Yeah, this is like, this is pre-COVID, I think. Since COVID.
I guess it would have been, yeah.
Anyway, all right, time for Traffic on the Fives. I got a lot of crucial facts in this story that I need to patch up here.
All right, cool. Right now, again, the only thing I'm seeing, like I-10, I-110 is clear, a little slow on 98, but just like around the lights and around 87, it looks like at the bottom anyway, 98 Navarre. But the accident that I'm seeing that you want to watch out for, it's not in the listening area necessarily, but it's 85 near Englund Air Force Base southbound. Is blocked this morning after a bad vehicle crash with injuries. Certainly, if you see something else or have a traffic tip, text it in. 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Okay, it was Wild. It's Wild Adventures is the name of the place, and it was 2018. So there you go. That's for the
There's
concert.
An amusement park in Valdosta?
Oh, yeah. It's really cool. It's great.
Who can I see there? I know, ABBA?
They do concerts, yeah.
Right.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Yes, I am.
You want another crack at this?
No.
David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines.
House Speaker Kevin McCarthy says he isn't concerned about Congressman Matt Gaetz' efforts to oust him as Speaker. McCarthy was on CBS's Face the Nation. He says it's a personal issue with Gaetz, of course, due to Gaetz being one of the last holdouts during the vote for House Speaker in January. Negotiations between the Hollywood actors and studios are expected to resume today. SAG-AFTRA has now been on strike since mid-July. Representatives from the union and the Alliance of Motion Picture and Television Producers have not officially met since that strike began. And hey, there's a big national emergency alert test that's going to happen this week all across the country. According to FEMA, every TV, radio, and cell phone is going to be interrupted with an emergency message at 2:20 Eastern Time this Wednesday.
Hopefully it's PM.
1:20 PM. Oh, yeah. As opposed to the last time we got it in the middle of the night. Yeah.
Yes.
1:20 our time on Wednesday. So
and you guys still made me show up to work the next day.
So you get the EAS, which is TV and radio, and then you get the WAS, which is wireless. So the East and the WAS.
Right.
I think is how you say that. I don't know. Anyway, that's how I'm saying it. So Wednesday you're going to get a text. And no, it won't be like the miscommunication for Escambia.
The early morning,
no, it
yeah.
won't be the you know, whatever, yeah. So what I wonder about, so we're doing this big test just to make sure that the wireless alert system, the WAS, works properly. So if I'm a criminal, like if I want to do something really super nefarious, 1:20 on Wednesday, that's the time when you want
to
do your dirties.
Be the time to do it, right? Yeah.
Because people won't know the day. Oh, is this the test? Is this real? I don't know. All right, David, thanks so much for the update. 7:28 on News Radio 92.3. Did we talk about this? I feel vaguely like we did. But if we didn't, this is an amazing story. The Philadelphia Phillies had a fan that wanted to go into the game with his emotional support animal. We tell this story last week.
What was the animal? No. No, you didn't.
An emotional support alligator.
No.
On a leash. Wanted to take it in. A Philadelphia Phillies fan wanted to take an emotional support alligator in on his leash to, you know, keep him company during the game and de-stress him during the whatever. I don't know whatever his pathology
sure.
is. But so they said no.
Yeah.
They said no. No alligators in the stadium.
Right.
But here's the weird thing. The alligator has like an Instagram account, and the alligator is like playing with kids, and kids are snuggling up to the alligator and kissing the alligator on those. And I'm so torn on this because on the one hand, I'm like, it's an alligator. Are you insane? On the other hand, I'm like, well, clearly it's safe because it doesn't bite any kids. But it is still an alligator, right? That's your stopping point in all that. The one thing I will say I'm very disappointed is, how does this not be a Florida story?
Gators are going to gate. I don't see that right.
The Philadelphia? How do you get a Phillies alligator? Like, that doesn't make any sense to me.
Have you ever met a Phillies fan? And by the way, if you're a Philadelphia Eagles fan, you know I'm talking to you.
Oh, and Phillies. Same thing. Listen.
I'm saying that the Philly sports team
fans
are mean as a person,
but they are the worst people. They're like, Oakland fans are grateful they're not from Philadelphia, okay?
I'm saying, and some of my best friends like Philly teams, but man, they're mean as hell.
Worst fan base in the country, regardless of the sport, all across all the sports. I'll say it. I'll stand by it. 7:30 on News Radio 92.3. You want to win some tickets? Right now, caller number one, FSU versus Virginia Tech. This weekend, I got two tickets. See, you just got to pay attention. 437-1620, you win. Caller number one, go now.
Fox News, I'm CJ Papa. Donald Trump says he will be in a New York courtroom for a civil trial tied to his business practices, taking to Truth Social, his platform bashing the judge.
He said, quote, he should resign from the bench and be sanctioned by the courts for his abuse of power and his intentional and criminal interference with the presidential election of 2024. Likewise, Letitia James should resign for purposeful and criminal election interference.
Fox's Brooke Singman, more than 4,000 of the 25,000 UAW workers on strike at the Wentzville General Motors Assembly Plant in Missouri.
I didn't really know much to expect with the strike, and I didn't think it would last this long.
Union member Daniel Clem. Striking workers receiving $500 a week from the union as the strike continues. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning. It's 7:31 at News Radio 92.3, 66 degrees right now. Partly cloudy skies. Beautiful morning here in Pensacola. And Matt Gaetz planning to file a motion to remove Kevin McCarthy from his leadership role in the House. Now, all this coming after that late deal last week where Kevin McCarthy relied on Democrats' support to pass legislation to avoid the government shutdown. Gaetz would need some Democrat votes for this motion of his to pass, but he says he won't be making a deal with Democrats to get those votes.
I will make no deal with Democrats and concede no terms to them. I actually think Democrats should vote against Speaker McCarthy for free. I don't think I should have to deal them anything.
Oh, so you're not going to cut any deals with him?
Absolutely not. And I don't think that any Republicans share my view on Speaker McCarthy would cut deals with Democrats.
And Gaetz, from an interview he did with CNN, he says he plans to file that motion sometime this week. Now, a House Speaker has never been removed with such an action. The last time it was used was 2015 when it was filed by Representative Mark Meadows to remove Speaker John Boehner, who ended up resigning several months later. One person has died after a shooting at the Pensacola Village Apartments. That happened on Sunday. PPD says two people were shot. One died. The other was taken to the hospital with unknown injuries. The victims' identities have not yet been released. PPD does say one suspect was taken into custody. Officers are still searching for other possible suspects. We'll update you when we learn more about this incident. The U.S. Supreme Court discussing an Alabama death row case today. The judges will be trying to figure out if they'll take up DeForest Johnson's request to throw out a guilty conviction in the shooting death of a Jefferson County, Alabama sheriff's deputy. William Hardy was killed more than two decades ago, while Johnson continues to maintain his innocence. WBRC says that justice advocates were pushing for a new trial several years ago. Speaking of the death penalty, there's another crime now punishable by the death penalty in Florida. New law went into effect over the weekend that makes people who rape a child under 12 eligible for the death penalty. Governor Ron DeSantis says this law would affect only the worst of the worst. Escambia County deputies arrested a man after he allegedly threatened several people with a gun on Sunday. Happened at a home on Dudley Drive. Deputies say they responded after an argument between two women became physical. A male got involved and reportedly pointed a handgun at four people and threatened them. The suspect reportedly then fled the scene in a vehicle that was later located on Johnson Avenue. Deputies say they stopped the vehicle. They were able to find the weapon involved. Ladarius Blankenship was arrested. He now faces several charges in this case. A 32-year-old cantonment man is dead. This is after a crash on Highway 297A over the weekend. The Florida Highway Patrol says the man was driving a Honda Civic and hit a power pole near Coral Drive, died at the scene of that crash. One person has died after a shooting at the Pensacola Village Apartments. Again, the investigation continuing on that case. PPD still looking for suspects. We'll have more on that later in the day. It is 7:35 at News Radio 92.3. Let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Candy.
All right. Not showing a lot this morning, but we are watching this one accident. Looks like it's cleared up a little bit, and it's at Eglin, and I realize it's a little out of the listening area, but if you were heading that way, 85 southbound, still a little slow after a vehicle crash this morning. 9 Mile on Mobile Highway, that has been completely cleared after an accident this morning. Also, a little slow at the Atmore cutoff near 29, and that's the only thing I'm seeing right now. If you see an accident or have a traffic tip, text it in, 437-1620, News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Beautiful weather continues across the Gulf Coast and Northwest Florida. Highs in the mid to upper 80s, a few spots even into the lower 90s, and low temperatures will continue in the 60s each and every morning. Lots of sunshine, very little in terms of rain chances. If you want to head down to the beach, be mindful. Rip current risk is still high for Monday and Tuesday. It should calm later through the work week. That's your weather forecast. I'm meteorologist Joseph Neubauer reporting here at WEAR News.
And right now it's 66 in Pensacola, 69 in Gulf Breeze, and 64 in Milton. Your next news at 8. Breaking news anytime it happens. I'm David Wayne for News Radio 92.3.
I'm Jennifer Kashinko with Your Money Now. The coalition of unions representing healthcare workers at Kaiser Permanente says it's unlikely there will be a new agreement with the healthcare provider as their current contract expires and the unions prepare for strike action. The coalition of Kaiser Permanente union says it and the company remain far apart on important issues. Earlier in September, more than 75,000 Kaiser healthcare workers called for a strike from October 4th to the 7th across California, Oregon, Washington, Colorado, Virginia, and Washington, D.C., in what would be the largest healthcare worker strike. Goldman Sachs says China's demand for many major commodities has been growing at robust rates. The investment bank observed that China's demand for copper has risen 8% this year, while appetite for iron ore is up 7% and oil 6%, all beating Goldman's full-year expectations. While China's embattled property sector is struggling to recover, the investment bank says China's green economy has shown significant strength. Your money now.
Rumors of Fleetwood Mac, the world's finest tribute to Fleetwood Mac, returns to the stage in 2023. A brand new show celebrating the very best of Fleetwood Mac. A unique opportunity for fans both old and new to rediscover the songs and performances that have ensured Fleetwood Mac's place as one of the most loved groups of all time. Personally endorsed by Fleetwood Mac founding member Mick Fleetwood. Live at Pensacola Sanger Theater on November 22nd. The ultimate tribute to Fleetwood Mac. Tickets are on sale now from Ticketmaster.com.
What's for dinner? Burgers?
After last week, no thanks.
Avoiding foods due to fear of diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools? It may not be just stomach issues. It could be EPI, or exocrine pancreatic insufficiency. EPI can cause uncomfortable symptoms because it's a condition where the pancreas doesn't release enough digestive enzymes to break down food. But EPI can be managed. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor about your symptoms. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Shootings, beatings, those who attack. Indictments, incitement, fiction, or fact. Zelensky, Putin, Ukraine fighting back. The border, the migrants, the policies we lack. Keeping you connected to Northwest Florida and the world. When you need to know.
News Radio 92.3.
92.3.
Well, life on the farm, kind of laid back. Ain't much an old country boy to me can't hack. Early to rise, early in the sack. I thank God I'm a country boy.
And I can take you for a ride on my big green tractor. We're just country boys and girls getting down on the farm. She thinks my tractor's sexy.
Yeah, you know that music means only one thing, that we're getting ready to talk to our good friend Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, get an update on how farming is going. We did this all last year every week, and it was kind of an award-winning thing, and it's wonderful. He's such a good guy and a great source of information, and he always has such a wonderful Christian spirit. I love that, too. Ryan, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News, sir.
Good morning. How are y'all doing?
Oh, man, we're doing better now that we've got you on the line, that's for sure. Where are you at?
You might not be doing better after I get off.
Well, look, last month was pretty sobering. I mean, last month was pretty pretty bleak. You were talking about the excessive heat and the drought conditions and, you know, that the crops were not doing well. That this was going to be the kind of year that it was going to take you 10 years to dig out from financially because it was so bad. Not just that the crop outputs were going to be way low, but that you had invested in what seemed to be a very promising crop ahead of time. So costs were up and outputs are going to be low. You're now into what? Your cotton and peanut harvesting now. How are things going?
There's been some surprises, but for the most part, it's kind of like what we had talked about last time. I can't remember if we'd finished up our corn or not when I talked to you last time, but got that finished up and behind us, and the combine back in the barn, and our corn crop was, I don't know, you know, everything that we're talking about is very spotty because of the way the rainfall was this year. You know, if you lucked up and got a thunderstorm at the right time, your crops are a little bit better than your neighbors, but as a whole, everything is down tremendously. Corn was just probably a little bit below average. We had some areas where we got good rainfall and had really good crops, one that you'd be proud of in any year. And then, you know, 10 miles down the road at another field, it was the worst yield I'd ever made growing corn. So, you know, all in all, it's going to be probably a little bit below average. Our peanuts, they are,
and by the way, just to give people who might not have heard you and I talking about this all the time, corn for you is a third level crop at best. It's something you do, but it's not. Cotton and peanuts are the main ones. Corn is just something you also do by acres and by dollar volume, right?
Correct. It's kind of just fun for me in a way. I wish I was in the Midwest where I could grow a lot of it, but It's a good rotation for the soil, and it just kind of spreads out our risk a little bit is why we grow it. The peanuts, they're about like I had talked about on the last show. I've heard of some of my, I haven't had any this bad, thank God, but I've got some really close friends of mine, you know, that have been picking, you know, 700 and 800 pounds to the acre, and we usually pick around 5,000 pounds to the acre.
Wait, what? So, 700 or 800 is the yield they're getting pounds per acre, and the norm is 5,000. So they're running. Okay, that's quick math for me. They're running about 15 or 16% off. I mean, they're 85% down from normal.
Correct. No, it's bad.
Wow.
And then on top of that, we've talked about it before on the show. You know, just the yield is not all of it. You have grades that are thrown into it. So every load of peanuts or cotton or corn, anything we talk about is graded, and the grades have been very bad.
So the volume is down, you know, the weight is down, the quality is down. Do you mind me asking? You said some people are as bad as that. What are you running at?
I'm just in the bad situation. I'm not in the real bad situation.
Okay.
We're doing definitely way below average, but way better than some of my neighbors.
I mean, like 2,000, 2,500 pounds? I'm trying to be optimistic. I don't know what bad is.
I think we're going to be in the 4,000 pound range.
Okay, so
probably.
still 20% down. That's still bad. Okay.
Right. So it's still bad. And then, but here we go with our grades. Our yields have been like that, but our grades have been terrible.
Okay.
A normal grade, a normal numerical grade is around, you know, in the low to mid 70s. And I've been in the mid 60s with all of mine. And that determines how you get paid. And then on top of that, there are other critical factors that go in there, where typically our price that we're getting paid per ton of peanuts this year is, let's say, $550 a ton. if certain things trigger these bad grades, then you get $150 or something. So we've had some of those issues.
So 20% down for you on yield. Some people down 85% on yield. And if you qualify for the lower grade, you lose, what, 70% of your pay?
Yeah.
Ugh.
Yeah. And nowadays, you know, we use semi-trailers, tractor-trailers, to haul our stuff, whereas used to we used one that would only hold just a very few tons. Now they hold 25 tons. So if you get, you know, if you qualify for it, then that's about 25 tons at a time that you get a bad grade on, versus before it was on little trailers, little wagons. And, you know, it you may get a bad grade on this one and a good one on the next one. Now if that happens, you know, it's a significant amount of
so it's
tonnage.
Graded on the whole batch, whereas before at least some of them would come out at the higher level. Oh, wow. Okay. All right.
Correct. Yeah. So it's not a good situation. But you know, I know a lot of people. Anytime anything bad happens with harvest, you know, when you're talking to Joe Blow on the street, his first words are, "Well, you got insurance for that, right?" You know, a hurricane comes. Well, that's okay because you got insurance. Well, let me tell you about the insurance.
Hey, Ryan, can you hang on for just a sec? Because I want to hear about this, and I have follow-up questions. But let's get traffic on the fives real quick from Candy.
Okay, watching one accident. Hamilton Lane and Adams Road, this is in Milton, and they are showing it looks like a slowdown in that area. Certainly use caution there. If you see an accident or a slowdown or have something different, text it in 437-1620, News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Back to Ryan Jenkins, the owner of Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida. You were saying, Ryan, that the assumption by most people is, well, if you have a bad year crops-wise, surely you have crop insurance, right?
Right, and we do because we borrow so much money to grow the crop. We have operating loans, very, very expensive operating loans every year. And so they require us, just like you go buy a new car and borrow a bunch of money to buy it, they're going to require you to have insurance.
Right.
The same way with this, they require us to have crop insurance. Well, you've asked me before about farm subsidies from the government, and the crop insurance is an extremely, extremely expensive deal, and it is one of the few things that we are subsidized on. So the crop insurance, the government pays, just for rough figures, about 60% of the premium, and the farmer pays about 40%. But you have to understand, just to put it out there, on a farm our size, even with the government paying their part of it, you know, our insurance bill is probably still around $80,000 a year.
Ugh.
So
and even when they pay, they don't cover it all, right? There's some weird formula, like they only cover half the loss or something like that, or there's a trigger like a volume deductible on the amount of crops or something like that, right?
Exactly. So they have your 10-year yield history. That's what they go back and look at, and they say, all right, Mr. Jenkins, your peanuts usually average 5,000 pounds to the acre over these last 10 years. Then the farmer buys a percentage of coverage. We usually buy about 70% coverage. That's about all we can afford. So then you're only covered up to 70% of 5,000 pounds. So it's a little bit better than nothing. It would be the same way that car that you just bought, that brand new car. You leave the lot and you go out and total it. There's not a straight piece of metal on it. There's no tires. There's no blah, blah, blah. It's ruined. And the insurance company says, oh, thank God you had insurance. So they put you 4 new tires on there and get you back going, but it still doesn't have a windshield. None of the fenders are straight. Nothing's right on it, except it's got 4 tires and it can still just barely move down the road.
So it's enough to prevent total devastation, but it's not make you whole insurance.
Correct, because we've got, the input prices that they are now, we have to have a bumper crop every year, basically to break even. So any little hiccup, and you're falling behind.
Man,
that's kind of where we are.
I tell you, the thing that I always take away from our conversations is, I'm grateful and amazed that farmers do this, because, you're not making the PR case for going to farming, kids. You know, like, it's hard to see why people do it. And I love that you do it. I totally appreciate, I mean, really, really grateful that you do it. Follow up just a real quick thing. So is this a nationwide effect this year, like when it comes to peanuts? Is this going to be, you know, like there's going to be peanut shortage and that kind of thing to that degree? Is this all peanut farmers are affected this way, or is this more regional or what?
No, you know, I'm pretty active in the industry and have contacts all around, and I've spoken with several, you know, kind of across the peanut belt, and it's about like it is here. It's spotty is the best way to describe it.
Okay.
Your neighbor got rain that he needed, but the other one didn't. But as a whole, I've talked to a lot of buddies, and I've only had one that said his crop looks really good.
Wow.
Everybody else is in the same, would have the same story I have. You know, you might have a field here that does average or better, but you're going to have three over here that are real bad. So,
wow. Well,
it all depends on who. If you talk to the right person, you might get a real good story. You know what?
And
I mean?
An outlier in the good way. Wow. Well, that's. Well, man, yeah. Ryan, it is always good to hear from you. We always like to end with a quick farm fact. Do you have one for us this week?
I do. You know, it's my favorite time of the year. It's harvest season. It's also college football season, and we all like to wear our favorite team T-shirt, you know, representing our team.
I think you and I wear the same shirts, I think. I mean, not same size, but we do wear the same team.
Well, if we do, good. War Eagle.
War Eagle. Almost, but, almost beat Georgia. Yeah. Almost.
Yeah, almost. Almost. But one 480-pound bale of gin cotton can make over 1,200 T-shirts.
Wow. All right. So one bale of cotton makes 400 T-shirts. Very good. Ryan Jenkins, we will continue to pray for you and pray for the whole farming community, given the pain that y'all are enduring this year. But, man, I always say it, and I mean it every time. I'm glad that you feed and clothe my kids and me too, and keep up the good work. And, you know, the Lord comes through. I mean, that's all we can really say at this point. But Ryan Jenkins, our owner at Jenkins Farms up in Jay, Florida, thank you so much for the time, sir. We'll talk to you again next month.
Thank you. Y'all have a great week.
You do. You too. 751 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you are thinking about that next vehicle, I hope not because you totaled something, or you know, but just because you want another one, or maybe it's time. You know, Frontier Motors, a great source of high-quality used vehicles, almost new is the way I like to describe them. You know, a year or two old, maybe a few thousand miles on them, that's fine. You know, it's the car you would own in a year if you bought new and then traded in for something else. And that's the idea. It's basically new, but for the smell, right? That's about the only thing you don't have anymore. And then you can do like I do, drive it until the wheels fall off for 15 or 20 years, or you can get another one in a couple of years. You do it however you want. But Frontier Motors just has an amazing selection of those kind of vehicles, A-quality vehicles, really, really good ones that you can rely on. And you save a little bit of money because you don't have to pay that depreciation on the brand new vehicle. Frontier Motors, serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years, behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi.
Advertising, marketing, digital marketing? These are words you hear a lot about. But what exactly do they mean? How do you get started? Where do you get started? Well, you can start by tuning in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10:30. Join me, Tasca King. I'll show you how to navigate the changing and fast-growing landscape of digital advertising. This morning at 10:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
The Port of Pensacola is more than just a name. It's a powerhouse of economic opportunities, a strategic location that sparks growth and prosperity, contributing significantly to the local and regional economy with 23 incredible businesses that call this port home. Big names like C-Max Materials, GE Wind Energy, and soon, the prestigious American Magic Sailing Team. Since 1754, the Port of Pensacola has been the driving force behind Northwest Florida's economic success. Explore more at portofpensacola.com.
Join Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel. Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric is one of the least expensive hurricane protection systems available. It is strong and safe and defends against wind, water, and flying debris. The professionals from Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric will be here to take your calls and answer any questions you may have about protecting your home and family during a storm. That's this Thursday at 9:30 on the Pensacola Expert Panel with Cat 5 Hurricane Fabric.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
All the big national news in a conversation with Markley, Van Camp, and Robbins from 11 till 2 on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Well, isn't that special?
Good morning, 7:54 here on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. I got a text in here that does confirm what I also saw over the weekend. Remember last week we've been talking about all the trash on Three Mile Bridge and just debris and tires and, you know, chairs and wicker couches and God knows what you might see. And it's funny because I had never noticed it before, really. But when we were coming back from Destin this weekend and I was looking and I'm like, oh, it doesn't look good. And it's not like the kind of stuff that your street sweeper is going to do well with. Like you send a street sweeper across there and I think it's going to choke on some of this debris because it's these big, you know, like rugs and I don't know, not blankets and things like that. Just big chunks of stuff that, you know, if you're you would not be safe driving on the shoulders of Three Mile Bridge because of all the stuff that's all over the place. It's not good. And, you know, we thought maybe it had gotten cleaned up last week, but I got texts in the day saying, nope, same pile of nonsense or new pile of nonsense. 7:55 on news. They don't say nonsense. Candy's got traffic on the fives.
You just stole my news. Yeah, yeah. I just came across Three Mile Bridge. It looks like there's another trash truck that lost its stuff all over the bridge from one to the other. So be careful. Semi truck stopped on the bridge on Barrancas. This is westbound, just past the intersection with Pace. If you see have a traffic tip, rather text it in 437-1620. News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Thanks so much, Candy. Yeah. We were talking about that Auburn Georgia game.
Go right back to him, and he's in the end zone. Punter, touchdown Auburn.
Nice. That made it 10-0.
Now it's Ashford again, and touchdown Auburn. So they do take advantage of the turnover.
Yeah, that's all we need to play, right? Two touchdowns by Auburn.
I think more happened.
Oh, was it?
Go,
did other things happen? Yeah.
Fourth quarter, tied at 20. Beck. Plenty of time. Down the middle. Guess who? Brock Bowers. Bowers heading to the end zone. Touchdown, Georgia.
How do you leave him so open?
You got to wonder how somebody can get that open when he's so important to the offense.
40 yards on the run and catch for the All-American and Mackey Award winner a year ago.
Sigh. It was 2020. It was 2020 with 6 minutes to go in the game. It was a game. Heck, Auburn was ahead. Look, all you Dogs fans, that's fine. You're the number one team in the nation. Although that surprised me because we're not ranked and we almost, I know in football, you win or you lose. But still, I mean, that was a test more than you were expecting for sure. 7:57 on News Radio 92.3. So congratulations, Georgia.
Thanks.
War Eagle. David Wayne's in the newsroom with our headlines. David?
Two parts of North Carolina's new abortion law have been blocked. A federal judge granted injunctions on two provisions over the weekend, which kept that law from going into effect yesterday. If you've got a new iPhone 15 that's been burning a hole in your pocket, well, Apple's working.
Literally.
Apple's been working to fix some overheating issues.
The newest iPhone was out for less than a week before users began reporting their cell phones were overheating when being used for basic functions. On Saturday, Apple announced it identified several issues that could be causing the overheating, including a bug in the iOS 17 software that will be fixed in an update. I'm Trey Thomas.
So they're working on that. And tonight, late night TV.
You don't have anybody
back
with a silkier voice you can play? I'm Trey,
he's Trey Thomas.
Here's your smooth jazz news.
That's right. Late night TV's back tonight. Jimmy Fallon, Seth Meyers, and Jimmy Kimmel all returning.
Thank God.
I know you've been waiting for this, haven't you?
How did I manage to get along? Go
148
on.
Days without them. They're back tonight. Matthew McConaughey is going to be on The Tonight Show with Fallon. John Mayer is also booked for that show. Arnold Schwarzenegger on Jimmy Kimmel. And Seth Meyers is developing his show. Dedicating his show to a political segment. So there's what you can
no
expect.
No way. Right. Okay. All right. Fair enough. David, thanks so much for the update. 7:58 on News Radio 92.3. Oh, by the way, somebody texted me and said, as an Auburn fan has texted me and said, but it was a good game. No, and that's what thrilled me, honestly. I assumed we were going to get destroyed. So it was fun to see a game. And then we were just good enough to get your hopes up. And then it didn't work out. Duke, meanwhile, oh my God, versus Notre Dame, they came all the way back to lead until the fourth quarter when on fourth and 16 and Sam Hartman rushes for the first down and they get the score and they win. Oh man, you Notre Dame fans, this is the scrape going the other way and not like last week. We won't talk about last week. I know you're not happy about that.
Listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620. News Radio 92.3. WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.